Valley.
Sounds.
Hello, I'm Lana White.
And I'm Kira Hughes. We are 2/7 of Lana White and the Heights. I started in music when I was a child, actually, just like singing to the radio and thinking, I think I can sing like that person. You know, like I thought I could carry a tune. I just kind of became obsessed with music, period. Sang every day and then started doing like karaoke contests and stuff. I won $100 one night, and I was like, I can buy groceries, because I was like in college, you know? I'm serious. I'm going to do this every week. And then I joined a band, you know, cover band stuff in college, and then kept going. Then I had children, and then I took about 5 years off. I wrote songs and would record them in my bathroom with my guitar and like Audacity, like the cheapest, freest system I could use, and I would record demos. I decided I'm going to flesh some of these out just to have them, to pass down to my kids and just to have them for myself. And I went in to SoundCell, met with Doug, and he listened to some of them and went, I think we should do these. And he picked like 5 songs. So I started recording with him, and then he introduced me to Dave Anderson, which I knew Dave, but we didn't really know each other, but I knew who he was. Dave was like, I have a home studio. And so I kind of transitioned and kept recording with him and released an EP, and then I did like a showcase of those songs. I was so nervous, because I never considered myself like a great guitar player. I learned how to play guitar so I could write songs. So I had someone play with me at my showcase. I'm like, I'm probably not going to deliver these songs the best way. And then I just went from there, and another producer found my music on Reverb Nation and said, hey, I want to work with you. He had worked with a lot of Christian artists and in Nashville, and produced a lot of people. And he liked my style, I guess. And so I recorded like 4 albums with him. I was at his house like 5 days a week for 2 years. And we played shows, and we did a showcase at Low Mill, and it was just great. And I just thought, wow, here I am just still doing this original music.
I kind of came from a musical family. So my father plays music. He's a bass player now. He played guitar growing up, and he had an accident. So he ended up having to switch over to bass, but is a fabulous bass player. And my sister plays percussion for Lana, and then also we've kind of turned her into a keyboard player as well, because you know, when you have a need in the band and you have to fill that spot, then sometimes you just make people learn new instruments on the fly. I think it runs in the family though. So yeah, I grew up, like I said, in the musical household, and by the age of 16 I was out in the bars playing music. My parents would have to come to the bars with me so that I could get in. Eventually, the bar owners realized I was a responsible person, and I could be trusted to be the DD to get all their other people home at the end of the night, so they didn't really even care if my parents showed up.
You were old enough to drive.
Old enough to drive, and I could get the rest of their people home, and they could keep serving them alcohol. I guess it worked out for them as well. No Sugar is where I got my start. I was a little 16-year-old. I played with them for a few years, and then Sister Luck, I've been with them for over 20 years. My dad actually got into the band before me, and said, come fill in just for one gig, just try it. I know you're not playing music right now because I just got down to No Sugar, and I was like, I'm gonna take a break for a minute. He's like, just come in, fill in. You know, it's only 40 songs you gotta learn, it's fine. I was like, okay, sure. So I went and filled in with them for one night, and it stuck. We kind of joke about it that you learn in the line of fire, and that whenever we have somebody that we're pulling to the band, it's literally like, hey, come fill in with us. And if you can hang for one night, then a lot of times we're like, I think we may need to keep you around. And we've, you know, gotten a few members that have come in over the years. But so that's probably been my longest band that I've stuck with. We're still playing together. We just played concerts in Park. They're a lot of fun. Great group, great chemistry as well. So, and dad, like I said, I still get to play in that band with my dad. Seeking Babylon was probably one of the other larger groups around town that a lot of folks have known, mm-hmm. with Allie Johnson. And then once again, my sister, Katie Hughes. So we've been together for a couple years. Dad and sister and I have a group called The Car Notes. And Lana used Lana White and the Car Notes for a couple years before we finally collected Kim Coffey and Carly and Donnie Cox and all of them to come in with us in becoming the Heights. So yeah, she just kind of sucked that group up, and then we added a few extra members in there with it. So
we laughed that I stalked her for years, because I was like, I'm going to play music with her.
We kept running back into each other like it's stuff.
And yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd always say, hey, I know you. And she'd be like, okay, good for you. I don't know you, but whatever. And I'd be like, okay. But she's fantastic. And then I did Women in Music, and I was like, I'm going to put together an all-female band. It was a thrown-together band, and we're trying to learn all my originals. It was kind of stressful. We got rained off the stage as soon as we took the stage. But I just continued to keep her
in my awareness and like texting her. And every time I would get asked to do something, I would ask if she would do it with me.
We eventually got together to do songwriting, and I got to listen to a lot of her songs that she's written over the years. So yes, there's been a lot of going through and going, that one's a keeper. And still every once in a while she'll throw a song out and I go, why haven't I heard this before? And she's like, oh, I just didn't think you would like that one. I'm like, that one's going on the album.
And she would take what I wrote and make it better. Then I was motivated to go back to the studio. I went around and interviewed different producers and then landed on Five Points Recording, Justin Miller, and he is great. He's so sweet and kind, and he's a great vocal coach. I just felt comfortable with him, and the studio is super cool. So we went back into the studio in January. I felt inspired to keep going because I found people that believed in the music and enjoyed it, the style of it, and they brought their own magic to every single song, just down to the minute details of percussion elements, like a perfect little ding here. Kim, we call her our Mary Poppins. She has a bag full of tricks that she brings out and adds. So we have a full album, and Dave Anderson and I actually wrote a song together a couple years ago, and he produced it, but we never released it. So we're going to fine-tune it and release it with this album as well. So it'll be the 10th song on the album, called Storms and Spells. To me, it's the best music I've ever made. I mean that because of the band I'm with.
Everybody in this group has definitely been very personally invested in it. But at the end of the day, we always keep coming back going, is this still reflective of you? Like, is this what you wanted when you wrote it? I know maybe the production part of it you may not have imagined this way, but is this still you at the end of the day?
Well, I picked the people that I knew would align with me, so I'm always happy with it. You know, sometimes the tempo's different than I thought it might ended up being or whatever, like Ordinary Days.
Ordinary Days is quicker.
But I chose the people that I trusted their creative input anyway, because it just feels good as an artist to have people that care about what you're doing. That's a huge part of it. They're like, oh, you like it? Well, cool. That's a huge part of the battle, finding people that care. So now we're going to play Not Too Much by Lana White and the Heights. We just released it last Friday, July 25th.
Oh,
trees would bend. I'd hear a metaphor ringing in my ears. Lightning only flashes when a storm is near. There are lies that you've told yourself. People with thick skin never need help. If you want to get to heaven, it's gonna hurt like hell. An indecisive life is like a holding cell. When your storm runs out of rain, the drops have dried on your window pane. When the magic of life has faded, you're afraid of ordinary days. It's okay. Those days are ordinary anyway. Standing back from a blazing fire to still feel the heat burning desire. Catching embers just to understand how much pain you can withstand. When your storm runs out of rain, there's no excuses, no one to blame.
Was our song by Lana White and the Heights, Ordinary Days, that was our first release off of what will be our newest album. They're currently coming out as singles right now, but the full album, Storms and Spells, will be fully released in September.
Coming up is Haunt You, which is the third release off the album, and it's like our pop rock anthem of the album that's very marketable, we think. If you're a big name band, you release one single, that's your lead single for the album, and then the album drops. But when you're an independent artist, you need to be able to maximize exposure for each song, to give yourself content to post about, to get people to pay attention. Here's Haunt You by Lana White and the Heights.
More. Oh. superstitions made you want to forget me. A crumbled heart in an uproar was not enough to give me more. When the leaves change hues, there's something about the crisp air too, a life I knew. Fly free falling from a rope swing, how it makes my heart swell. Butterflies in my gut sting, and it makes my spine chill. I thought I knew better. Surrendered, it was pain. This colder weather
that was Deja Vu by Lana White and the Heights on Valley Sounds.
I wrote Deja Vu last summer, and I was just like, I love the word Deja Vu. I had it written in my notes, and I was like, I want to write a song about Deja Vu. But in a way, the song has like a more of a nostalgic kind of throwback, like thinking back to something. But it's also about a relationship that's like, are we going to keep doing this? And you have Deja Vu about like, you know, we've done this before. We've already been through this fight. We've already been through this breakup. Are we going to get back together and do this again? So it's kind of like reflective of that. And if you believe in past lives, then maybe you think, I think I've done this before with this person in another life. So it's kind of like a play on that concept. I really love Alexis. I've seen her perform live on a few occasions, and I just love her energy and her passion when she plays and sings. Her vocal tone, everything about her is cool, and I just really wanted to highlight her.
Alex Murtha, which is an amazing guitar player here locally, he does his own solo stuff with Alex Murtha and friends, and then also joins in other original projects around town, and his playing's absolutely amazing. Great tone, and just very great guy, easygoing. I've had the pleasure of being on stage with him once or twice, but amazing guitar player.
Here's Alex Murtha and Alexis Jackson with The Night Shift.
How can you say that there's no real connection? I know you're wrong. You were the one brought me into your arms, boy. Told me nothing was wrong. How can you say that there's no real connection when I know you're wrong? You were the one brought me into your arms, boy. You were the one. You were the one who made me understand what it took, how it was, what I am, where we've been. Night shift.
That was Mike Roberts and 5 O'Clock Charlie with Hey Life. I know a lot of people around town definitely know Mike Roberts, but we wanted to include him on this. And that song particularly just always just, it just feels like Mike to me. So we wanted to make sure we highlighted him, especially since he does such a great job supporting and highlighting all the other local artists around town.
Yes, for sure. We love Mike.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know. That one just, it just sounds like Mike to me.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't know what it is, but that one just, every time I hear it, it's just, it's Mike. And next up is Gus Herkert on Valley Sounds, singing I Can See That You Don't Love Me Anymore. Very talented local musician, has 9 albums out. He has another one releasing November 21st, and also a documentary coming out called The Death of Analog.
That Kira got to be a part of.
I did get to be a part of that. I got to go sing on the album that's coming out on the 21st. Here is Gus Herkert with I Can See That You Don't Love Me Anymore.
And I can see that you don't love me anymore. By the ways you let me down before. Honey, if you
find the time you can't be found. I remember when we used to wake and make coffee. Now those days are gone and soon forgotten. I still have a few things of yours around, but all those old CDs I've since thrown.
And that was the Scooby Groove Conundrum with Mother Nature on Valley Sounds. So this lovely song, Mother Nature, from the Scooby Groove Conundrum, actually goes back about 30 years with Tommy Ray writing the lyrics of this song, who is the owner of Trailhead over there next to Low Mill. He wrote the lyrics, and then Pat McCool and Mike Lennox were the ones who developed the music on it. And it's somewhat changed over time, and they had Sherelle from Milltown come in and sing the vocals on this track. So it's been a lot of local people all collaborating on this track to get it together over the years.
Pat is a cool guy. He's one of our friends.
We are actually on that album as well.
Here is Margaret Carpenter with Isolation Games on Valley Sounds. Margaret has a beautiful voice, and her sound is really cool. It is just this ethereal, you know, pop rock kind of sound. It's got a vibe to it that I really enjoy. And I know she's out in Muscle Shoals, and she's originally from Huntsville, though. But she has a beautiful voice, cool sound. I wish her well on her journey.
Clear that she feel with the breath. some explaining to do. Drawing lines in the public sand. Your whole sanctimonious bit. Listing conditions of your unconditioned love. It's all the same old age. Oh, yes, let's talk about love.
Rob Aldridge and the Proponents with Explaining to Do. And Rob is, of course, a local legend, and he is just amazing. Songwriter, he went to Swanee University, I think 2 years now, maybe three, and has mentored young songwriters. And I just love his voice, his vibe. He has opened for Jason Isbell, and Rob should be famous. That's all I can say. Rob should really be out there, you know, on a bigger stage. And I hope he is one day, because he's really, really good. I love all of his stuff. Here's Preston Watts with Gone Missing. Preston's voice and his guitar playing is so incredible. I love his voice. I love his tone. I could just listen to him all day. He's so talented. And again, he's another person that should just be on a bigger stage. He works really, really hard. His social media, he really puts himself out there. But his playing and singing and his songwriting,
mesmerizing.
It really is. And he's such a kind guy, too. Just a really great guy. Good friend. Here's Preston Watts with Gone Missing.
Mm-hmm. I tricked them of my lies, for I opened wide. 'Cause on the inside my heart it pounds as I slip into the crowd and lose my grip on what's around. But when the shades are drawn, you never know I'm gone. You never know I'm gone. Talk, but I'm not listening. I am lost. I've gone missing in my thoughts. Deep within I fall, but on the outside I nod my head, fake a big smile and shake your hand. Fit the profile when we lock eyes. Seems the lights are on, but you never know I'm. No one knows that I'm pretending an overload of unrelenting fear and doubt is keeping me so withdrawn. But you never know I'm gone. You never know I'm gone. You never know.
That's a wrap for Lana White and the Heights. And Kira and I enjoyed being here today to share music that we feel like doesn't get enough exposure. We have shows coming up in the fall. September and October is kind of a busy time for us. Madison Street Festival, Microwave Dave Day. We have our full album being released in September. I don't have an exact date yet, probably later in September, the full album. So we have 10 songs total. Listen to new music and enjoy it. And share other people's music as well.
If you want to find us, you can find us on LanaWhiteandtheHeights.com. You can also find us on Facebook, and you can listen to us anywhere you stream music.
Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Lana White and the Heights. Follow us.